Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Matt Piper at the courthouse in Lower Manhattan, where former President Trump will be indicted. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene was just here. She addressed the crowd for a little bit, and there are now hundreds and hundreds of supporters of the president here.
What they're doing to him is just yet another thing in whatever kind of witch hunt they have to prevent him from running for president again.
Some against him.
To watch him be booked, it's pretty sweet. I want to be here for it.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Now with more CBS News, here's Steve Kathan.
Well, former President Trump will soon be booked ahead of his historic arraignment that includes fingerprinting, but no mugshot or handcuffs. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson says the court proceeding should be brief.
I bet we hear a not guilty plea, and that's about it. I mean, the big kind of reveal today is we'll hear the charges. We think and expect there will be that charge of falsification of business records, but what is that hooked to bring that misdemeanor up into a felony?
Overseas now. Finland's national anthem is played at ceremonies to welcome the country into NATO. The alliance now has 31 members. CBS's Holly Williams.
NATO's expanding membership has been a bone of contention with Russia for many years now. In fact, in the lead up to Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine, he complained about NATO expansion in Europe as more and more countries have sought membership, particularly after the collapse of the Soviet Union.
The World Health Organization says today 1 in 6 people worldwide is affected by infertility.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. In its first such assessment in more than a decade, the WHO says more than 17% of the global population is experiencing some form of infertility, with similar rates across continents. It wants to see more resources put into diagnosis, prevention, and affordable treatments.
Well, tens of millions of dollars were spent on a race that will be decided today in Wisconsin. CBS's Jim Krasula says it's for a seat on the state's Supreme Court.
Abortion access is at stake in today's Wisconsin Supreme Court election, in the most expensive judicial race in American history. The future of Republican-drawn legislative maps, voting rights, and years of other Republican policies are also hanging in the balance.
Connecticut won its fifth men's college basketball championship last night with a 76-59 win over San Diego State. This UConn student says it was quite a run.
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy. I love the experience because my senior year, I got to experience it, so it means a lot.
Ratings for Sunday's women's title game were up 103% over last year. Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 170. This is CBS News.
Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com. STIHLUSA.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Keep your eye on the weather. Two rounds of storms expected to roll through Wisconsin tonight into tomorrow. The National Weather Service says the Milwaukee area could see hail and strong winds. Madison and Waukesha could also get hail with winds up to 60 miles an hour. Many Wisconsin villages and cities have referendums on today's ballot to pay for emergency medical services. The Wisconsin Office of Rural Health expects 38% of communities will have to go to a referendum in the next year to pay for EMS, which towns are required to provide by law. In villages and cities, the service is technically optional, but most do have some emergency services. If the referendums don't pass, communities will have to make spending cuts or contract services from other neighboring municipalities. That means response times could be much longer. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Buck Tussell is proud to be the major sponsor on Civic Media for the biggest spring election being followed all over America. Buck Tussell, keeping you connected to the world around you. Call today, 877-227-0924.
The Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Jenny.
It's up to all of us. It's not just up to Democrats. Are we ready to rid our country of this perversion and deception? You know, are we sick of massacres at churches, grocery stores, theaters, concerts? Are we sick of adults forcing children who are raped into pregnancy? When is enough enough that we're going to vote all those fascists?
I'm putting you down for Caller Hall of Fame today. We have to carry these messages, even if the Democratic Party is incapable. You keep it up, sister.
Follow The Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boom boom. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada. Hello, Wisconsin!
I can't hear anything. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. We are having a couple of happy election day. I am going to be trying to do this. This is okay. I can't hear anything right now, so we're having some technical issues, but it is election day, and we are wondering, what is the biggest story of the day? Is it the election, or is it Trump getting indicted? 844-967-2789. This is a super fun way to start the day, but we are talking about the biggest story of the day. On the one hand, you have the story that for the first time in presidential history, Donald Trump will be criminally charged today. The former president flew into his hometown, New York City, yesterday and is set to appear at a courthouse in Lower Manhattan to plead not guilty this afternoon. And separately, obviously, we are in Wisconsin, and so the other big story of the day is that Wisconsin voters are determining if the state Supreme Court keeps its 4-3 conservative majority or flips to liberal control for the first time in 15 years, potentially ending the reign of the Republican control over our state. I know what I'm picking. I would say, as much as it's fun to be watching Trump's plane and when he's landing and everything that's going on in New York, the stakes are so high that I don't know how you don't choose Wisconsin and our election and the results that will come in tonight as not the biggest story of the day. The stakes are so high because there is so much on the ballot, depending on who wins this election. It could lead to, obviously, the 1849 law that's banned abortion in almost every case in Wisconsin
right.
since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. It could also prompt challenges to Wisconsin's legislative maps, which heavily favor Republicans. The new maps would give Democrats a shot at winning more seats, not only in our state house, but also in the U.S. House of Representatives, which could have ramifications, obviously, for who controls the House. And also, our race today will also determine which party controls the court in our key swing state during the 2024 presidential election. We came within one vote of overturning President Joe Biden's victory in 2020. And there is not a lot of proof to say that why that wouldn't happen again in 2024.
Absolutely.
But I wanted to be able to ask you guys to change my mind if you think Trump is the bigger story, but we are still working on the sound for today. And so I'm just going to keep talking. And so hopefully we're also having a lot of things going on in today's show. In the next segment, we're going to be having our weatherman, Corey Hartman, join to be able to talk about the severe weather storms that we are facing for the southern Wisconsin today. It's probably not going to be until later today. So if you can get out there and vote earlier,
do it now.
You should do so. And so we will talk to him in the next segment about expectations of what and where the weather will look like this afternoon. And then later in the show, there's another really big story, and no, it's not the Chicago mayor's race, though that is a big story, but really, like, it's Chicago. Who actually cares? But there is a lot happening in Tennessee right now, and so we're going to be talking about that at noon. I think there's a lot of other, like we said, with Wisconsin's election, with Trump, there's a lot of news happening, but there's an emergency in Texas as far as Republicans trying to expel three Democratic lawmakers, which is a pretty extraordinary action for Tennessee, considering just two other House members have ever been ousted from the chamber since the Civil War. So that feels a big deal. And then at 12:30, we're going to be talking to Wisconsin's new poet laureate, Nicholas Guleg, who has authored three poetry books and is currently an associate professor at UW-Whitewater. He's going to join us to talk about poetry. So we'll have a little bit of a break from politics today. But throughout the day, you know, we have a lot planned, but obviously the thing that is on everyone's mind is
today's
what's going to happen tonight. And I know for the civic media, we are going to have a special broadcast for the evening. You can be able to hear Jane and I tonight from 7 to 8, but we have an entire lineup starting with a special Devil's Advocates that is going to go for an extra hour. So you get an extra hour of Dom and Crute. And so that will last until 7 p.m. And then Jane and I will take over and anchor from 7 p.m. until 8 p.m., which is when polls will officially close, and then we will hand it over to our news director, Terry Bell, who is going to have a bunch of correspondents all across the state giving us updates as results roll in. And so we are doing our best, just like we did for the primary, just like we did for the midterms, to be giving you up-to-date statewide coverage on more things than just the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, which obviously is the thing that most people are watching. But there's also a lot of other things on the ballot. And depending on where you live, there's things as like school referendums and school boards. And if you're in Senate District 8, that is obviously also a very big deal, because that is going to decide whether or not the state Senate has a supermajority. And so as we continue to think throughout the day, I know that there's lots of different news outlets that are having live updates that we're going to be watching and being able to come in with breaking news, whether it's with the election or with Trump's indictment, which I think is going to start around 1:30. So we will still be on the air, and we will, as anything seems like it's worth bringing to you, we will. But just some basics for election day, because even up until yesterday, I was still getting questions. And so it's worth repeating and repeating and repeating. Polls are open until 8 p.m. and all eligible voters in line at 8 p.m. will still be able to vote. Do not get out of line. As long as you're in line at 8 p.m., they have to let you vote. Now, if you still don't know what's on your ballot, you can look that up very easily at myvote.wi.gov, and you will click on what's on my ballot. And you just put your address in, and a fake, like a sample ballot, will pop up with everything in the order of what will look like on your ballot. Obviously, the statewide Wisconsin Supreme Court election will be on there for everyone. There will also be three questions, two of which are amendments to the state constitution that have to deal with how, with judges' discretion when it comes to people who have been charged. I am voting no on both of those. They're very confusing, and we've talked about them previously, but I know WPR, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, There's a lot of news coverage as far as trying to explain those two referendums. There is also a non-binding referendum. And so that is about, shall able-bodied people be forced to work or be forced to look for work if they're receiving public assistance? Now, that is non-binding, but it is also currently also state law. And so it is kind of a red herring on there to potentially motivate people who are convinced that people who are receiving public assistance are lazy. And so that is another one I will be voting no on. But along with looking at what's your ballot, you can also check your registration on myvote.wi.gov, and you can also check your polling place to make sure that you know that you are going to the right place. Because sometimes where you voted last time may have changed. And so you just want to be able to look that up. And just a reminder that you need your ID. So you need a form of identification, and that can be your driver's license, which even if your driving privileges have been revoked or suspended, you can still use that ID. You can also use a Wisconsin identification card from the Department of Motor Vehicles, which are available for free. You can use a military ID, or you can use a U.S. passport. So, and finally, if you are not registered, you can register in person today. And so you need your ID to do that, but you also need to bring a proof of residency. And so that can be a utility bill issued within the last 90 days, a bank credit, like a bank statement, a credit union credit card, mortgage statement. You can bring a paycheck, and leases are also accepted as documents, but you will need to be able to bring that with you to be able to register, but you can register today and vote today. And so that is a lot of information. We will continue to give that election day basics throughout the day as a reminder for people as they come in and out. And so we are, I would like to continue to hear from you. We are going to go to a commercial break really soon so we can kind of try to fix the technical issues that we're having since I cannot hear Jane right now. But definitely make sure you vote. Make sure you're texting three friends to vote, but also would love to, for you to weigh in. Is this the most important story, or is Trump the most important story as we go into this all eyes on Wisconsin Day, Election Day? We're going to go to break and be back in a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Bud Tussle is proud to be the major sponsor on Civic Media for the biggest spring election being followed all over America. Bud Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Call today, 877-227-0924.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Four times the fun, four times the excitement, four times the reasons you need to get to the Oasis Project's May 4th Splash for Cash event at Springwater Park. Join us for a day of fun in 45,000 square foot indoor water park, water slide, activity pools, game arcade, snack shop, 50-50 raffle,
all right, I won,
and 100 envelope ball. Go to oasisprojectwi.org/splash. That's oasisprojectwi.org/splash.
Buck Tussle is proud to be the major sponsor on Civic Media for the biggest spring election being followed all over America. Buck Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Call today, 877-227-0924.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Isolated thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 47. Winds out of the east, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Isolated thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows dip down to about 47. Cloudy skies expected. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 67. Mainly sunny skies and calm. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather since my gal and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere, stormy weather, just can't get my poor old self together.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We are dealing with some tech issues right now, and we're working on those. Joining us right now, though, on the phone from our headquarters, Corey Hartman, our weatherman du jour. Corey, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. And, you know, the weather guy is always the great accordion that can fill when there's technical issues.
Good, because we got some issues going on. Anyway,
we can go 2 minutes. We can go 20 minutes. That's what weather guys do.
Fabulous. Well, I'll just keep you on the phone then, Corey, until we get all of this resolved. Fancy Brian is
that
here.
That sounds great.
Working on it, too. But we do have some weather coming our way later on today, don't we?
You know, we do. A good chunk of the southern, fifth of Wisconsin is under an enhanced risk of severe weather today, and a slight risk is almost the bottom third of Wisconsin. So what that means is, we don't like to get caught up in those words and things here today, but what that means is that there's more than a zero threat of severe weather. As some people will remember from last Friday, we had a few tornadoes that snuck over the border and came into southern Wisconsin. And we've got that same kind of setup today. In fact, there are already very severe thunderstorms down toward the Rockford and Rochelle, Illinois area. There's been baseball-sized hail in the Quad Cities, and there's been 80 to 90 mile per hour wind gusts. Fortunately,
80 to 90 mile an hour winds.
Yeah, 80 to 90 went through the east side of the Quad Cities and knocked out a bunch of power poles and all sorts of things down there. Fortunately, that's all staying south of the Illinois-Wisconsin border for now, but there is a severe thunderstorm watch that continues into the Chicagoland area. So they're going to be dealing with that for the next few hours. Then there's going to be a second wave of storms, and honestly, any time between about 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. is when that second round of storms is going to form. So if you're thinking of voting and stuff today with the big election day, you want to get that done as early as possible. Do it at lunchtime. Do it as early in the afternoon as possible, because as the polls are getting ready to close later today, we could see parts of the state with a threat for severe weather.
Oh, no kidding. So I know we're not under any watches right now, Corey, are we?
No, no watches, no warnings in the state of Wisconsin. Again, though, just over like one county into Illinois, they've got a bunch of severe thunderstorm warnings and watches down in that area. And then again, over toward the Chicagoland vicinity.
And I know, too, Corey, when you mentioned those tornadoes that came through last Friday, they were, from what I recall, they were all EF0s or EF1s, but those are still remarkably damaging. And it's because of the high winds.
Absolutely. And of course, it never really matters if it is straight line winds or a weak tornado. It's still going to do the same type of damage. It's going to take down branches, trees. You know, mobile homes are not a great place to be during severe weather. You need to know where your shelter is. And they are continuing to rack up the tornado count as the Weather Service out of Milwaukee continues to look at damage areas. And the one thing is they need to kind of get those damage surveys done, because any storms that come through today will kind of, you know, overwrite what was out there from Friday. So I know our friends at the National Weather Service offices in Milwaukee and Chicago and Quad Cities and La Crosse have all been very, very busy with the Friday outbreak. And now, again, we're looking for more severe weather possible today.
Yeah, and it's, as you mentioned, too, a lot of this weather is going to be hitting some of those same areas that were hit so hard last Friday.
Right, exactly. And, you know, some of the towns that are in the enhanced or elevated risk of severe weather today include Platteville, Mineral Point, Madison, Monroe, Janesville, Lake Geneva, and Waukesha. So, you know, and then the whole rest of the southern half of Wisconsin is under what we call a slight risk, or a 2 out of 5. But the areas we were just talking about, Madison to Platteville to Lake Geneva, that's a 3 out of 5. And then today, there is a 4 out of 5 risk, and that's down into portions of Illinois and eastern Iowa, where it also was on Friday. We had injuries. We had an F4 in Iowa last Friday, and that was a very, very large tornado. And we could see a strong or large tornado again today somewhere in this risk area.
Well, and as you said too, Corey, the main thing is get out and vote as soon as you can, because you pointed out what between 2 and 7 is when things could start getting a little bit dicey with some of these storm systems, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the hail threat is basically from now till about 4 o'clock. And then, you know, we can add in the damaging winds and a few tornadoes again as we get later on into the evening. And you know, the main thing is that it only takes one storm that affects your house to be like your big thing that you're going to talk about for a while, right?
Absolutely.
And it might not hit Joe's house down the street or whatever, but if it hits your house, it's just as big of an event as if we had, you know, 50 tornadoes across the place. So know what county you live in, know the part of the county you live in. Warnings are still issued by county. They usually don't issue for the entire county anymore. We use polygons, little squares on the radar. Get yourself an app where you can see those warning polygons so you know if you are in or out of the warning. If you're in the warning, then you need to take shelter.
All right, Corey Hartman, thank you so very much for checking in from Madison. Stay with us. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin.
Raining all the time.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News brief. A crowd has gathered outside the criminal courts building in Lower Manhattan ahead of former President Trump's booking and court arraignment.
I am here to support President Trump in whatever way I can.
Supporters and opponents.
It's been a long time coming. He's not the most up-and-up guy.
Trump's lawyer says the former president is strong and ready to go today. Finland today officially joined the NATO alliance. CBS's Holly Williams says it's not a popular development in Moscow.
Russia will now share a border with a NATO member state that is more than 800 miles long, while right next door, Sweden is also seeking to join the alliance.
Severe storms are forecast from the southern plains into the deep south today.
We're talking damaging winds and hail, and our tornado condition index is a 7 out of 10.
The Weather Channel's Stephanie Abrams says blizzard warnings are up for Nebraska and the Dakotas. Heavy snow. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
News in a Moment is brought to you by Janet Protasiewicz for Wisconsin Supreme Court. Vote for Janet today. Paid for by Janet for Justice.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The most expensive state Supreme Court campaign in American history ends today as voters choose between conservative Dan Kelly and liberal Janet Protasiewicz. The vote will decide if the court leans left or right for the next 2 years. That matters because the High Court is expected to rule on abortion and voting rules in the near future. Civic Media's coverage of election returns begins tonight at 8. The Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee continues its work without hearing from the head of the Department of Public Instruction. Jill Underley says she's surprised by the snub. Governor Evers is proposing the largest spending increase on education in Wisconsin history at more than $2.5 billion. In sports, the Brewers host the Mets tonight. The Bucks are at Washington. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Never knowingly feed your pup mystery meat or spoiled grocery store food, so why are those some of the most common protein sources in kibble today? Yep, the dog food ingredient, meat meal, can be made of spoiled supermarket meat and packing plant scraps.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. Your dog needs a biologically appropriate diet similar to what they would eat in the wild. That's why I developed Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw food made with premium cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Bailey is 12 years old. He has been on your food for 9 bags now.
Nature's Blend is pantry safe and has zero artificial preservatives, additives, filler, or meat meal.
He's got more energy, able to run around and play when our grandson comes.
For a limited time, save 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free pack of premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Marty or text Marty to 511-511.
I can't thank you enough. He's 12 and I'm enjoying every day with him.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Harvey High is now in session. Today's subjects, biology.
Name an animal with a long neck.
Dinosaur, long neck, yeah.
Let me ask you something, when last time you seen one?
Anatomy.
Name a part of Steve Harvey that a woman might want to kiss.
Your six pack.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matnair. Jane, what did I miss? Because I couldn't hear Corey.
Yeah, I know. The weather is not going to be good. We have, he said, basically between 2 and 7 o'clock tonight is when things could really become problematic. So if you can, you want to vote as soon as possible.
As soon as possible. And I am, you're going today? Did you go before the show or are you going after the show?
I did not get up early enough to go before, so I am going to, after the show is done at 2 o'clock, I'm going to zip over to my polling place and get it done. And Ben Wickler from WisDems posted on Twitter earlier this morning that over 400,000 absentee and early voting ballots have already been cast.
Yeah, I saw that as of yesterday, 400,000 people have already voted, which is wild.
Yeah.
That is, I think, one of the biggest stories that we will see coming out of today's election is what the turnout ends up being. Because, you know, Wisconsin, we've talked about this a lot, but Wisconsin in the fall, we are in fall primary partisan elections. We are almost always top five for voter turnout out of all the states. Like, Wisconsin votes. Granted, we're also a swing state, and so the amount of money that is consistently spent here when there is a statewide election is very high. What's unusual is that this is not typically the case for spring elections. We've talked about the differences in the lowest voter turnout in the fall is still like 30 points higher than the highest voter turnout typically in the spring. But I think no matter what, a major story for today is going to be what voter turnout ends up being. And will it be as high? I think it's very optimistic to think that it would be as high as a fall election. But for breaking records for a spring election, I think we are well on track. I know, you know, if you just think about purely just the attention and the money, right? There is groups across the state reporting millions of voter contacts. The spending for the Wisconsin Supreme Court race is eclipsing $40 million.
It's just crazy.
Just a crazy amount of money and ads. And as you said, more than 400,000 people in Wisconsin had already voted absentee as of Monday. And that's according to the data from the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And, you know, Wisconsin usually sees less than a million votes cast overall in off-year spring elections when there's no presidential primary. The only two outliers were in 2019, in the April election that saw 1.2 ballots cast, and in 2011, the April election saw 1.5 million cast. But Charles Franklin, good old Charles Franklin, who runs the Marquette Law School poll since its inception, since 2012, predicts that voter turnout for this election will fall somewhere between 1 million and 1.5 million votes. He said in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, "I wouldn't be surprised at all to see it go past 1.2 million, but getting to 1.5 would be pretty exceptionally high turnout." And then he said, that said, we did set a record for turnout for the primary in February. And so if we can blow past where we were in February, it'll be really interesting. I think it'll be really interesting to see not only how many people turn out, but also who turns out. Because the organizing from the different political parties and different political groups, typical to what we see in the fall, both sides of the aisle when it comes to Wisconsin is very organized. They're very passionate. I think we said when Bradley Whitford was on the show yesterday, you know, the Wisconsin Democrats have Ben Wickler, who does an outstanding job. And I think you can really see what the organization, the fundraising has looked like since he took over as chairman for WisDems in the last couple years. And he is running again for that seat. But that's not to say that the Wisconsin GOP isn't incredibly organized, too. And so I saw this in Journal Sentinel that the Wisconsin GOP has made more than 1.5 million direct voter contacts, which includes knocking doors, texts. And this is according to Mark Jefferson, who's the executive director of the Wisconsin GOP. For this article, the Democratic Party did not respond, but NextGen, which we talked to a representative about their very unique program of using dating apps to encourage matches to vote. But NextGen has also reported that they sent more than 1.1 million text messages to Wisconsinites aged 18 to 35. They're sold to the polls. There's League of Women, you know, well, League of Women Voters went to telling you who to vote for or what to vote for, but more just to go out and vote. And so certainly the groups have been there to support voter turnout for today. And now all that's missing is you. to make sure you go and vote, because it's really important. And I think people who tune into this show probably already have a plan to vote, but I think it's making that extra step to make sure you're texting and calling the people in your life who maybe aren't as passionate as you and aren't maybe as aware of what's at stake for this election, but certainly spending a little time today, just shoot them a text. Say, hey, do you have a plan to vote today? Is there any questions I can answer for you? Because sometimes people are embarrassed to ask, right? If it gets this late in the game, people don't want to ask. Well, I'm not registered. Is it too late? Or I don't know, like, what do I mean? What's even on the ballot? And so, like, giving people the grace to be a person they can ask and not be embarrassed and know that you're not going to judge them, but actually be there to provide information at the 11th hour so they can get out and vote is, like, the best way to be in this situation. And so I will go through my election basics again, and we're going to keep repeating this because, you know, you don't know on a radio show who's popping in, who's popping out. But reminder that polls are open until 8 p.m., and anyone who is in line at 8 can still vote. They cannot turn you away so long as you are in. Do not leave the line. So long as you are in line at 8 p.m., you make sure that you can vote. If you still need to see what's on your ballot or you need to find where your polling place is, you can go to myvote.wi.gov. And if you're already registered, you just need to bring your ID. And that could be a driver's license, Wisconsin ID card, or a military ID or U.S. passport. And if you need to register, you can absolutely do that today, but you just have to bring a proof of residency. And so that can be a utility bill that has been issued in the last 90 days, any kind of bank statement, credit card statement, mortgage statement, a paycheck, or a lease. They're all accepted as documents. So you just need to bring that with your ID, and you can register and vote today. So, Jane, now that I can hear you, what do you think is the bigger story, Trump's indictment or the Wisconsin election?
Well, I would certainly go with our election. I mean, I realize that...
I think so, right?
I know that this is the first time that a former president has been indicted, and it's certainly a very big story, but I just think this race cannot be undercounted by any stretch of the imagination. And as you had mentioned in the first half hour, the 2024 presidential election could very well come down to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And so this election has national ramifications. Obviously, one of the reasons why so much money has been pouring into this race from all over the country. So keep that in mind when you cast your ballot. I have a question for you, Kristen. What if someone is going to go vote and they know who they're going to vote for the Supreme Court race, but they're not sure about the other people on the ballot who might be running for school board or something like that? Do you think they should just not vote in those races if they don't know? Or do you go with a D or an R at that point?
Well, there is no D or R. The only race, the only people who will have a D or an R next to their name for anyone on this ballot, it will be Senate District 8. So if you live in the northern suburbs of Milwaukee, that whole area that used to be represented by Senator Alberta Darling since the 90s, she stepped down. And so this is a special election, and it's the only technically partisan race that is on the ballot for just those people. So they will have an R. Dan Knodel will have an R next to his name, and Jody Havish-Sinikin will have a D next to her name. But everywhere else, and this, you know, I think election clerks and city clerks tend to get this question a lot, and people get confused when they vote maybe for the first time in their spring nonpartisan election, that they go to vote and they just want to vote down ballot a single party, because that's typically how they make decisions. And you get to a nonpartisan race, and while ideologically everyone from Janet Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly certainly have opposing ideological views, so do your school board races, and so do your local elections. And so that's a good point as far as it does put a little bit more burden on you to know who's there before you go in. And it's hard for me to say, like, that's a hard question. And I don't know. I think voting blindly, I think if you really don't know anything about either candidate, you don't vote. I don't know. What do you think?
I would agree with that, because again, voting blindly is not a good idea, but that's also one of the reasons why that myvote.wi.gov site is so important, because you can actually take a look at your ballot right now from home to see who's on your ballot. And if they are races that you're not familiar with, you can check on them before you head out to the polls, right?
Absolutely. And so if you go to myvote.wi.gov, that's just going to tell you what's on your ballot. It's not going to give you more information about the people.
Right.
Now, what you can do, League of Women Voters runs a site called vote411.org, which that is where they store their information of any questionnaire or survey because they always ask everyone down the ticket to fill that out, so then you can have more information on the candidates, especially down ballot tickets or down ballot races. And so you can certainly try to check for vote 411. I know for the Milwaukee area, Milwaukee Record actually did a really helpful, like, short Milwaukee voting guide. And they did it in a nonpartisan way. And it was basically, a lot of the times it was like, if you usually vote for conservative stuff and Republican stuff, this is your person. If you usually vote for liberal stuff, this is your person. And like, kind of just like was very, in a very Milwaukee Record tongue-in-cheek way.
That's great.
Was like, not vote. They didn't endorse certain things, but they just said, if this is the way you lean, this appellate court judge or this circuit court judge, like, these are the people that more likely will align with your values. And so certainly in your area, if you're outside of Milwaukee, I'm sure if you're in Madison, Kat Times has done things like this. And so there's a lot of people either at local newspapers who are trying to get that information out there. You just got to do the little extra effort to Google it, honestly, and look it up, because certainly if you're paying attention, people have tried to get the information out there, whether we're talking about the constitutional amendments that are worded so crazy, or we're talking about the candidates. And so hold on for just a second, James. Where do you typically vote? I'm going to try something really quickly.
Sure. I will be voting at my little neighborhood park, at the Enderis Park neighborhood. So that should all be good. And I believe we are good now, yes.
Are we good now?
We are good now.
Jane, we are good now.
We are good now.
Jane, how many times in your live radio career have you had a heart attack?
Since I started here, only like three. So it's only like three. So it's good. It's good.
It's good.
Okay, we gotta go to break.
All right, we gotta go to break. This is Ask Us Wisconsin.
Bud Tussle is proud to be the major sponsor on Civic Media for the biggest spring election being followed all over America. Bud Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Call today, 877-227-0924.
On Tuesday, April 4th, we have a chance to elect people who will do the right thing for Wisconsin and for Waukesha. We need experienced leaders we can trust. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz for Supreme Court, Fred Stram for Waukesha County Circuit Court, and Diane Voigt for Waukesha School Board. Janet, Fred, Diane, because we can trust them. Vote on April 4th. Your vote and your voice matter.
Paid for by Blue Sky Waukesha.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Home of buttery popcorn treats and make your mouth water.
Caramel, cookies and cream, strawberry shortcake and more. civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with isolated thunderstorms likely. High of 47, winds out of the east 15 to 20 miles an hour. Isolated thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows dip down to about 47. Overcast skies. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 67. Mainly sunny skies and calm. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's Choice for News Talk Radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Metnair. And happy election day.
Yes.
Have you queued up for some bumper music one day more? I feel like that feels apropos for today.
I will certainly pull it. I did not pull it, but I will.
Doesn't that, I feel like that is always a staple in my household for when we finally get to election day, after all of the anticipation, all of the TikToks, all of the voter information that you have tried to get out. And I think anyone who works in get out the vote efforts or campaigns, you get to the anticipation of election day and the last night with the eve today, the anticipation leading up until 8 p.m. tonight. And then you become glued to the TV, refreshing your phone, refreshing Twitter as results roll in. Because truly in a state, especially a state like this, you just don't know.
No, you don't.
You know, just don't know.
It could be super, super close. Then again, maybe one candidate will run away with it. It will be really interesting to see how this all shakes out. And don't forget, we're going to have all your coverage tonight as results come in. So starting at 8 p.m. across the Civic Media Network, you want to tune in as those results start coming in, because we will have them for you.
And for a little special plug for the hour that Jane and I will be anchoring, obviously Devil's Advocates is going to go for an extra hour, so they will be on till 7, and then Jane and I take over from 7 to 8 p.m., and so we will kick off the hour kind of setting up what to expect for the evening, but then at 7:20, we're going to be talking to UW-Madison political science professor Barry Burton. If you've read any article about elections in Wisconsin, you've read a quote from Barry Burton. He is someone who is quoted often as an elections specialist. And so we're going to spend a couple 10 minutes talking to him about kind of the strategy behind putting the referendums, binding or advisory, on the ballot, right? Both specifically the ones that you will see on your ballot today, but also the general trend of them and whether or not they actually motivate people. If that's what drives turnout, because there is, whether it's a marijuana referendum at the county level, an abortion referendum at the county level, a welfare referendum at the state level, do these things, when there is money put behind them, drive people to actually get out there and vote on an issue that won't actually be changed, besides the state constitution that would change. But looking forward to talking to Barry Burton about that. And then at 7:30, we're going to be joined by Patrick Marley, who longtime Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter, and now for the last excellent reporter. Yeah. And so he now works for Washington Post as a Midwest regional political reporter, and obviously has covered the Wisconsin Supreme Court race very closely. And so we will have all of our questions for him, both, you know, I think talking about turnout, talking about spending, talking about strategy, but also what happens. I know Politico, I think either yesterday morning or this morning, had an article that said, you know, if Janet Protasiewicz wins, this could be the beginning of the end of the stronghold the Republican Party has had on Wisconsin for more than a decade.
More than a decade, yes.
And this could be, it's not just our gerrymandered state legislature. It's also our gerrymandered House, where of our six representatives, only two are Democrats, despite it being a 50-50 state, where 13 out of the last 16 statewide elections have gone for Democrats. And so there's that, but there's also all of the cases that will inevitably rise to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and looking back at the ones that have, and what's happened to our voting rights and ballot boxes and our environment and so many things that get laid at the feet of the Wisconsin Supreme Court for the last 15 years, that it's basically, you know, as much as the conservatives like to talk about, because Janet Protasiewicz has run on her being very honest about her values, that now that means that it's going to become a super legislature, which makes no sense because for the foreseeable future, the GOP still has the legislature, and that, you know, laws are going to be written in the Supreme Court, despite the fact that specifically since Tony Evers has been governor, the Supreme Court has been an extension of the Republican Party.
Absolutely.
It's the whole reason we got least change as the criteria for our last round of redistricting maps. And so don't get it twisted that it's already been a partisan political arm. And that's not the way it's supposed to be.
No.
I don't want it to be that way, but it is. And this is our chance to potentially break minority rule that Wisconsin has been living under. Because it's not that I want Democrats as a total like dictator either, but I do want representative government.
Well, and I find it laughable that Dan Kelly's campaign claims that he's completely independent. On Devil's Advocates yesterday, Dom and Crute were talking about how Mr. Kelly flew all over Wisconsin, I believe yesterday, on a donor's private plane, who is hugely supportive of anti-abortion groups.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just so disingenuous to say, you know, I have no opinion on this. Oh, give me a break.
I totally agree. And so, so it's so important. And obviously the other big story of the day, as we get any more information, we will certainly cover it. I don't know how thrilling it's really going to be, or versus how mundane the fingerprints, the mugshot, and him getting back on his plane and going back to Mar-a-Lago. But if anything does arise, we will certainly keep you up to date on that. But coming up in the next hour, we're going to divert a little bit away from our election and that major story to talk about what's been happening in Tennessee.
This is crazy.
Which really feels like a big deal.
Yeah.
And so stick around for that, but we are going to take a break for the top of the hour news. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Everyone deserves freedom over their own body. Everyone deserves the right to choose. Everyone deserves access to quality, affordable healthcare without judgment. And everyone deserves a healthcare provider who stands firm on these beliefs. This is the Planned Parenthood experience at any one of our 22 health centers across Wisconsin that offer reproductive healthcare services for everyone. Book your appointment today at ppwi.org. That's ppwi.org, and get the care you deserve, because we will provide that care no matter what.
Todos merecen la libertad sobre su propio cuerpo. Todo el mundo merece el derecho a elegir. Todos merecen acceso a una atención médica económica y de calidad sin juicios. Y todos merecen un proveedor de atención médica que se mantenga firme en estas creencias. Esta es la experiencia de Planned Parenthood en cualquiera de nuestros 22 centros de salud en Wisconsin, que ofrecen servicios de salud reproductiva para todos. Haz una cita hoy en ppwi.org y obtenga la atención que se merece, porque nosotros le brindaremos esa atención.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.